Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Members of a Senate subcommittee held Federal Aviation Administration officials to task Wednesday. Their case, that the FAA didn't do enough to take Boeing to task in approving the 737 MAX airliner. That's after these tech headlines. The four major broadcast networks have filed a suit in federal court to shut down Locast. This is a nonprofit streaming service funded in part by AT&T and founded by a Dish Network lobbyist. It offers their feeds to subscribers for no charge. CBS, Walt Disney's ABC, Comcast's NBC Universal, and Fox argue that Locast is transmitting the signals of their local TV stations without permission. Locast has positioned itself as a free alternative to consumers who are tired of rising cable bills. It says it complies with the 1976 Copyright Act. Locast said it has signed up more than 250,000 users. The service isn't yet available nationwide, but is present in many of the country's largest TV markets. Follow where this story goes at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. So just for some clarity, Amazon isn't buying your home. It's just filling it up. The e-commerce giant is partnering with real estate giant Realogy, but the journal's Laura Foreman notes only to be the first to get inside consumers' new homes. With the partnership, home buyers referred through the turnkey program can qualify for up to $5,000 in Amazon home equipment and services, courtesy of Realogy. An Amazon spokesperson confirms that the turnkey partnership isn't a move into real estate, but rather to connect new home buyers with smart home products that Amazon can provide. Apple is seeking exclusions on tariffs for some components for the Mac Pro because it wants to resume manufacturing of the product in the U.S. That is according to CEO Tim Cook. The company this year shifted production of its new Mac Pro to China after making the previous model in Austin, Texas. It recently asked the Trump administration for an exclusion on tariffs for some components for the device. President Trump said Apple would be denied those exclusions and needed to make the Mac Pro in the U.S. And the journal notes that Mr. Cook says Apple wants to do that, saying, quote, "We've been making the Mac Pro in the U.S. and we want to continue to do that," end quote. Coming up, U.S. senators clash with the FAA on oversight of the controversial 737 MAX airliner.
Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
This week, lawmakers asked about a report in the Wall Street Journal that the FAA let Boeing do a fix after an Indonesian Lion Air MAX crashed in October. This is even though an analysis showed a risk of a similar cockpit emergency happening again. Senators were quick to note newspaper reports of a lack of oversight, as the jet and flight control software, which points the plane's nose down, has been implicated in two deadly crashes. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin explains.
This was a complex plane, okay? And you hung new engines on, you did a lot of different things with a software system that wasn't even mentioned in the pilot's manual. And yet the FAA agreed that pilots only needed an hour of iPad training to get up to speed. That is incomprehensible to me, to be in that position when we did a complete makeover, basically using the same airframe, but we changed the whole dynamics of that plane.
FAA Associate Administrator for Aviation Safety, Ali Bahrami, said the fix after the Lion Air crash was reviewed by FAA engineers and in line with normal practices. He also spoke of the tech training involved.
Knowing what we know today and what, as acting Administrator Elwin has said, we should have included more description in the computer-based training in order to explain what MCAS is and what we'll do.
The question remained, why did the FAA not take immediate action to address risks?
We knew that eventual solution would be to have the modification, and based on our risk assessment, we felt that we had sufficient time to be able to do the modification and get the final fix.
So where do things stand thus far? Senator Manchin makes his case.
I would say for the 737 MAX to get back into the air, every Boeing official should be flying that plane for 1 month to make sure that we have the confidence for a passenger to get back on that plane. I'm not getting on the 737 MAX till I see the president of Boeing and all his and hers associates be on that plane first and fly it for any substantial time.
Follow this continuing story at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.